Even everyday items, such as the new energy-saving, mercury-filled coil light bulbs, may cause health problems. Compact fluorescent lights, CFLs, are said to be safe, but only if the glass tube is not broken. Cracked or shattered bulbs can release as many as 4 to 5 milligrams of mercury, enough to contaminate 6,000 gallons of water. Clearly, clean water needs to become a national priority. The Toxic Action Center suggests a federal policy that would identify hazardous waste sites and levy a pollution tax against any company dumping toxic materials. It also stresses that states should provide technical assistance, adequate funding, and aggressive deadlines to affected residents in order to ensure the purity of their water. Without this sort of action, we are already beginning to see the dire consequences. In August 2014, 500,000 citizens of Toledo, Ohio were left without water due to reports that contaminated algae had been found in Lake Erie, the city's primary water supply. To complicate this situation, officials said the common practice of boiling water for safety only made the toxic algae more concentrated. The corporate mass media explained the water contamination as the result of algae blooms in Lake Erie, but mostly failed to mention the true cause, which, according to the Lake Erie Ecosystem Priority, LEEP, a creation of the Water Conservation Group International Joint Commission, IJC, was phosphorus and other chemicals from both agricultural and urban sources. An obvious solution to such contamination would be to end the use of agricultural chemicals that end up in the water supply. But this is rarely mentioned by a media dependent on chemical and pharmaceutical advertising. It's frustrating that all attempts to stop the poisoning of our planet are characterized as leftist agendas by conservative business publications, wrote Mike Adams. In my view, political affiliations don't matter if we're all dying from the collapse of a global ecosystem that we destroyed with our own foolish ignorance. If I had to pick a philosophical belief system that I really feel strongly about, it would be a system that declares all life to be sacred and seeks to protect living ecosystems from the poisoners who are systematically destroying it. And in many parts of the country, what little clean water remains is fast disappearing because of unregulated usage. In August 2014, the residents of the San Joaquin Valley in drought-plagued California found themselves without water as individual wells dried up. The Tulare County Office of Emergency Services resorted to shipping a 12-gallon per person water ration to hundreds of homes without water. Bottled drinking water, enough for about 3 weeks, was delivered by firemen, the Red Cross, and volunteer groups at a cost of $30,000 and was seen as merely a temporary fix. Some residents told the local media they were reluctant to admit to being waterless out of fear their landlords would evict them or social workers would take their children away. Farm worker Oliva Sanchez said she still gets a trickle from her tap, but dirt started coming out with the water. "I try to use the least possible. I'll move if I have to," she said.